The local MP representing Manus Island in the PNG Parliament supports the dramatic expansion of the detention centre. He does, however, want the Australian government to pay for an upgrade to the airport and to help tackle illegal fishing by taking over the running of the existing naval base. Ronnie Knight is the Vice Minister for Commerce and Industry as well as the MP for the Manus District. PM Simon Santo asked Mr Knight if his local community stood to gain from an expanded detention centre.
Well, the current capacity that they're thinking of now is to build for 600. I believe that they will be expanding to 3,000. Would probably be not only for Australia, but for the whole Pacific region. It will be the premier regional processing centre. As long as Manus gets benefits out of it, I'm quite happy with that. As long as we, collect the benefits out of it and our people benefit, from it, there should be no problem with that.
Since the detention centre was reopened on Manus Island in the last 12 months, have the local people received those benefits you talk about?
Yes, there's been some jobs employed, but not as many as I hoped. And as I talked to some people from the Australian government, they said, we're employing several hundred Papua New Guineans. It's not Papua New Guineans that we want jobs for, it's Manus we want jobs for.
Are you able to say how many local Manus people have received jobs or have received benefit from the reopening of the detention centre?
At the Lombard base, I would say around about 30 or 40. That's about all. So it's probably about 30 or 40.
And how does that compare with other Papua New Guineans who've received benefit?
In the hundreds. That's in the hundreds. That's over 100. It's only about 120, 130, something like that. Jobs and menial jobs too. Security guards and support staff, cleaners and stuff like that.
Were you consulted about the potential expansion of the detention centre?
Our Prime Minister is going to make the announcement today, I believe, but it was mentioned in Devon caucus today that this would be happening, and he consulted me. And I told him I had no problem with it. That's a coalition partner with this government and one of the leaders of the New Generation Party. I'm quite happy with the way this government is approaching things and dealing with things. One thing that I do want is that if this is going to happen, 3,000 asylum seekers will require a lot of support south from Australia. I would like Mamorgi Airport to be made an international airport and the runway lengthened for larger aircraft. And I would like to see Lombard Naval Base be run by the Australian Navy. They can probably use it as a training station and training base and also help us with our problems with our illegal fishing. That would be great.
Have you received an assurance that will happen as part of this deal?
Not really. It's just something I put on the table and I've asked the Prime Minister to discuss it with the Australian Prime Minister. He should be able to let me know in a couple of weeks.
At the moment, how would you describe the atmosphere in the detention centre amongst the inmates? Have they accepted being on Manus Island and are they making the best of it or are they still unhappy to be there?
Right from day one, you've got a small mix of mainly Middle Eastern people there, probably less than 20% who are not happy to be there. 70 or so to 80% of those people there that are there are really happy to be there, to be getting good food. They have internet access, they have cable TV, anything they want, they've got. Those are accommodation, rudimentary, but it's not really that bad. They've got good, sleeping in addition. They've got bungalows and they've got tents, that's true, but it's no problem. The people that I have talked to previously, most of them are quite happy to be in the system, to be able to be out of trouble and be out of danger and have 3 squares a day and, be in the system to go somewhere safe. It's just a small minority of Middle Eastern extraction that do not like the situation. I think they're trying to force this thing to happen so that it can happen faster so they can get to Australia faster. That's the way I see it.
And the conditions in the centre, how do they compare with perhaps some of the conditions that locals live in nearby?
You'd only wish that the villagers would probably only wish to live in this, The kids have got a beach to swim and play on every day in front of them. They're being catered for. I don't see what the big hullabaloo is. It's not the concentration camp that the people are making it out to be.
That's PNG's Vice Minister for Commerce and Industry and the local Manus Island MP, Ronnie Knight, speaking there to Simon Santo. Apologies for the audio.